Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit more about last week's official cash rate announcement, as well as interest rate moves and what's happening with one of our non-bank lenders. Firstly, in rates news, ANZ, as predicted, was the first to increase its floating rate 25 basis points following the Reserve Bank announcement. One crowd gave them a brickbat for this, which I think is totally undeserved. Every bank will follow ANZ. ASB and all its related parties have already done so. The others will follow within the next week or so, I predict. Your focus should be on what the bank's doing with fixed rates. That is where all the action is at the moment. Borrowers aren't queuing up for floating rates, and anyone on a floating rate should know that these rates will increase every time the official cash rate goes up. It is clear from last week's announcement that there is still another 125 basis points, or in our language, 1.25% of increase to come, which makes the floating rate look to get to around the 8% mark by the end of next year. I attended the lockup at the Reserve Bank last week and the subsequent press conference with the governor of the bank, Graham Wheeler. One of the things which strikes me about these events is the carefulness and the precision of every word presented. That's because all the experts are there and they have the same information, yet they're trying to look for some hidden clue for what might happen in the future. And you'll see that in all the reports they write, where they try to dissect the words, the sentences and the phrases used by the bank. A key takeout for me was that the Reserve Bank is really just a small cog in the whole interest rate equation, and they can only impact things at the edges. Much of what happens with our interest rates is actually controlled by factors beyond the control of our Reserve Bank. The best example of this is where the Governor, Graham Wheeler, said he would like a lower dollar and higher longer-term interest rates. Neither are happening, and he can't make them happen. Another key point which comes from this is there's a huge amount of uncertainty about what will happen with interest rates in the future. While the monetary policy statement is not a JK novel, it's still worth reading if you're interested in what's happening with interest rates and where your mortgage might go. In this edition of the MPS, as it's called, they presented some graphs which modelled 10,000 scenarios of key economic factors based on historical data. The results are that there was a wide range of future paths that the key economic indicators could take and where they could go. So that means that the bank always has to be very careful about which levers it is going to pull to try and change things. My key observation, and the one I'd like to leave you with in this broadcast, is this. When interest rates start on their upward track, there are often times when it will get ahead of itself. When this happens, the market backtracks a little before moving on to its upward slog again. When these backtracks do occur, they present borrowers with opportunities, and that is exactly what has happened in recent weeks, and why the opportunity to fix for 2 and 3 years at good rates will only be available for a short time. These rates will continue their upward slog at some stage in the future. Predicting when that happens is something that no crystal ball can tell you. In industry news, it's been a quiet week, but it has been interesting to note, bit of a little surprise to those who watch what's happening in this space, that Liberty Financial has lost one of its two business development managers. We also understand the company is looking at what it's offering in the prime product space. A couple of years ago, it launched some products to compete with banks, but we understand it hasn't been particularly successful. And this non-bank lender in itself, which was a totally active player in the market, is currently missing in action. Meanwhile, fellow Australian non-bank lender Resimac appears to be going from strength to strength. This internet radio broadcast started as a bit of an experiment, and it's becoming clear from our readers that you are enjoying it. If you have any subject that you would like me to discuss or issues you'd like me to kick around, please contact me. Use the email address philip@mortgagerates.co.nz. Likewise, if you know someone who would like to hear these radio broadcasts, please let them know what we're doing at mortgagerates.co.nz. Until next time, have a great week.